Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm so excited.
Jesse, calm down.
I'm so.
Jesse, you're on drugs.
Zach, go to hell. PLT's about to start.
Jesse, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things, like that time your neighbor texted you because she needed you to go to her apartment to get a package from her front door. And when you asked, oh, well, where are you, on vacation again? She's like, no, I'm in the hospital. And I was like, oh, shit, like, what's up? Are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm just getting my boobs done. And I was like, oh, I thought you already had them done. She's like, yeah, I have them done, but they don't look fake enough, so I'm getting them done again. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele, and with me as always is the woman who wrote the hit song That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain. I don't know if you knew that. It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Hi, everyone. Wow.
Thank you, studio audience.
Yes, we do have a studio audience today. A studio audience of one. D, if we're clapping, you're not clapping.
Yeah, that's right.
We are making a sarcastic joke. Mm-hmm. We don't have an audience.
Yeah.
You are not our audience. You're here to do the levels and the levels only.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. And what are you doing with your lip? This new Elvis thing. You keep going, uh-huh. That's an old joke. That's not, don't do that.
Yeah.
Elvis is from a long time ago.
Yeah, like,
why don't you be current?
Almost like 50 years. He died right before I was born, I think. Sometimes I think I'm him reincarnated.
Sometimes I think you really are very, have been here for a long time. You've seen some things.
Yes, you wrote the song That Don't Impress Me Much.
I did write that song, and I wrote it, geez, in 1995.
Okay.
I was in fifth grade, and I was sitting there. I just remember, I'll just tell you a little bit about
it,
because, you know, it's kind of boring that I wrote the song. Like, whatever. Okay, I'm a famous songwriter. I'm not trying to make this about me.
No.
But right now it is a little bit.
Of course.
So I was sitting in class and Mrs. Weeb was my fifth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, oh, how was your summer? I said, oh, I had an awesome summer. I went go-karting. My dad built me a go-kart. Mm. I went to Hawaii. Ever heard of it?
Whoa.
Exactly. I, you know, helped my dad wash the car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I laughed because I said, how about you, teach? Is what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so much sass for a grade five.
Well, I was a bit advanced in that at that age. For that 1 year, I was very advanced.
Wow,
and then it sort of never came back again. But I sort of went, how about you teach, like I said? And she went, oh, well, yeah, actually, my husband and I rented some Sea-Doos and, you know, went up the coast and we had a nice little... And I said, I'm going to stop you right there. I said... Allow me to stop you right there. And she was sort of like, oh, what? Mm. Okay. You know, what's up? And I said, that don't impress me much. That's what I said to her. And she was like, go back to your seat now.
Oh, shit.
And I knew then that I had won and I needed to go back to my seat because I didn't want any trouble.
Yeah.
I just wanted her to know, I'm not impressed, Mrs. Weeb.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You asked me, and I asked you as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got back to my seat, I clip-clop back there.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing tap shoes.
Nice.
I love to dance.
Still
and so
do.
I still do.
Yeah.
So I got back to my seat, clipped over, and I thought... That don't impress me much.
It just came to you.
It came to me. And then I went, oh. And then I thought, I'm going to do this. Yeah. And I wrote the song.
Whoa. And how did you get it to Shania Twain and her people?
That's a really, really good question. Mm. And I'm happy to share that information because it's been a long time now. Mm. You know, I was pretty secretive at that age. Mm-hmm. But now I'll tell you anything. Yeah. I'm on a podcast that basically explains my entire life. Whoa. So at that time, like I said, I was very advanced. I was very cool. So basically, I booked a ticket, myself, a plane ticket to Toronto. Or Toronto, if you're Canadian.
Yeah.
And I found her address through
Shania's.
Shania's at home address through another fifth grader in Scarborough, Ontario. And I knew of this kid because I had seen him on a YTV show. If you're Canadian, you know that.
Yeah.
So I had, you know, whatever. So anyways, this story is very true. Mm-hmm. I went to her house. Yeah. I was still wearing my tap shoes so you could hear me a mile away. So she was already outside wondering, what is that?
Shania.
Yeah. And I said, hey, Shan. I took a chance.
Well,
I said, hey, Shan.
How'd it go?
She goes, only people who know me call me Shan. And I said, oh, yeah? Well, I'm about to get to know you right now, and you're going to want to know me.
Wow.
And then she sicked dogs on me. She released full size dogs on me.
She sicked dogs on me.
Like and that. So she released them. And she went, and she even said it was interesting. She went, release! And you know, we've used that before.
Yeah.
So she released them, and they came charging at me. Oh my God, yeah, really? Half of this arm is not my real. It's someone else's.
Whoa.
So... that's doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But anyways,
thanks for sharing.
And
that.
That's not funny, but I just want to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So, she sicked them on me. And once she thought that they were done sort of like eating me up, she pulled them off.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah. Called 911. They came. I went to the hospital.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yes. And as I was breathing there, I knew I was going to live because they got me good, but I was going to live.
Yeah.
And I sort of kicked into acting mode. Shan took me to the hospital.
Shan sicked her dogs on you and then brought you to the hospital?
That's what I'm talking
about. That's kind of fucked
up. Well, so she took me and then before she was going to leave, she was just going to drop me off. And I went, I had the sense to go, like I was pretending that I was going to go. And I was like, Shan. And she was like, oh, what? Little weird girl, right? Yeah, like, what are you doing here? And I went, I have one last wish.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, what is it? What is it? And then I was like, hey, my wish is that you do this song. Mm-hmm. And then I pretended to die. And instead of flatlining, because I didn't know how to do that. Oh, yeah. I just went, I sort of put the covers over my mouth and I went, beep. And then... The rest is history.
Wow. Shan Twain.
Shan, yeah, we're still in contact. I mean, I try to be in contact a little bit, but she, just to be like, hey, never forget you.
Well,
I never forget you did that for me.
Do you get any money from the song?
No.
Oh.
I know. That was the weird part.
You really should, I think, if you wrote it.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
If you guys know anybody that knows how to get money from songs, let me know.
And if anyone out there is really good friends with Shan Twain,
Shan Twain.
Maybe talk to her because... she's clearly not, you know,
she's not
doing
becoming
you justice. Yeah,
she's not becoming in contact with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
anyways. So listen, I need to move this on for a minute.
I got some more gossip.
What?
JoJo Siwa.
Oh, fuzz.
Heard of her?
Yeah.
Well, she's rebranding.
Okay. Oh my God.
And because she's been, you know, a child star. She was on Dance Moms, I guess. Okay. I didn't really watch it, but you know, we like to say her name, JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa. We like saying her name, JoJo Siwa.
And she is, you know, a proud member of our community.
Wow. She is very proud, isn't she?
Yeah. She's, you know, a very, very proud lesbian, but she doesn't want to have her child image anymore. And she's entering her not made for children era, as she calls it. Her not made for children era. Okay.
Okay.
Her new single is called Karma. And yes, she says the B word in it.
Karma's a bitch.
I love gay bitch. You know, it's a bad word, I guess, but it's kind of, it rolls off the tongue pretty easily these days. She is at a point where she's like, yeah, I say the B word. She ditched her trademark bow.
Oh, her literal like tie, bow tie on her hair.
Yeah, yeah. Back in 2021 and went as far as getting her first tattoo last year.
What is her tattoo? I need to know right now. Hold for Googling. Hold on. She has an arm full of tattoos. So this past year, she's just been filling them up. Look how soft butch she is here.
Mm-hmm.
She, oh, okay. There's an eight ball. That's very cool. She has a hand tattoo. She's got a light. Brian, she has a lightning bolt.
Whoa, I should get mine back.
Get yours back. I told you you screwed up. Oh my gosh, she's got some sort of checkmate in the mirror. She's got some chest pieces.
Wow. Will you do me another favor?
What?
Will you please Google JoJo Siwa car?
Hold for Googling. What? Brian, she's got a couple of them.
Okay, do that one.
This one?
JoJo Siwa has a car that is covered with pictures of her face. Just like everywhere, splattered. The entire car is JoJo Siwa's face.
It's a Tesla. And it's just her face smiling like this if you're on Patreon. Just like gritted teeth, smiling huge. She's so hyper. I wonder if she's still as hyper as her former child friendly self.
Let me tell you, she is. I watched an interview with her last night as I was prepping for PLT time.
Yeah.
And she's a very confident girl.
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Oh.
She did an interview and was so excited about her next era. She compared it to like when Miley Cyrus came out with, you know, You Can't Stop Whatever. Remember, she always stick her tongue out.
Yeah.
I would say it's kind of similar to that because they were both child stars. And now Miley Cyrus is a megastar. I asked two people yesterday if they knew who JoJo Siwa was. Both of them said no.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe it was just the two people I asked. But I don't think she's a household name. She's, don't get me wrong, she's definitely like a C-list celebrity, maybe a low B, but she's very confident. She thinks this is going to take the world over by storm. And she says, bitch. She was really proud of that.
Here's what's crazy to me. She's not a household name, but she has 11.1 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, I guess that's pretty good.
Listen. But you don't. Nobody knows anybody anymore because everybody's a celebrity.
There's people out there who have 40, 50 million followers on Instagram. I've never heard of them.
Never, ever. We always talk about that. We go to them. I'm like, who is this?
Who is this?
30 million. I saw a girl, 30 million. I didn't even know who she was. And I couldn't tell. I was like, musician, actor. What the heck? What are you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do these, I guess they were on a like a Nickelodeon show or something. How do these people know who they are?
Exactly. I don't know. Or they were on some big cult show that everyone fucking freaked out about.
We're getting old.
We're getting old. Listen. I know JoJo Siwa, okay? Right. I know she's very hyper. I know that she is a... Okay, now let's be serious for a second. Mm. It's pretty crazy that she upheld this personality. If you don't know who JoJo Siwa is, just like type in best of or most insane unhinged moments from JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
She is hyper as hell.
Yeah.
She's been on a bunch of different shows. Was she on Dancing with the Stars? Maybe.
And she danced with a woman, which again, I appreciate all you're doing for our community, JoJo.
The woman?
Yeah.
Where have I been?
Well, who watches Dancing with the Stars?
Well, guess what?
Mm.
I have heard that if you make it on Dancing with the Stars as like a reality star, that's like a big make it.
Whoa.
Like everybody wants. And you know where I got this information? Vanderpump.
Okay.
Because listen, a couple episodes ago in the new season, they were talking about Sheena was crying because she said so badly she wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars. But Ariana Maddox got on because she was getting all Scandivalled up.
That's true.
Also, are you watching the latest season?
No.
Ugh, I'm over Scandivall.
I've heard it's boring from girls at work.
It's very toxic.
It's also bad for that reality show, too, because no one's talked more about Vanderpump Rules ever, other than the last 6 months, 8 months, whatever. And they should have, they had such an opportunity to like build from that and go on to new storylines. But if they're just still focusing on that,
yeah,
they're doing something wrong. And I'm an expert.
They're doing something wrong. And we are both experts on reality shows, okay?
Yeah.
Our Bravo insider, Cetere, she always knows ahead of me, right? Because I'm always sort of catching up. Like Summer House, the new season's on. She's like, have you been watching? I'm like, no, because I want to wait till they all come out so I can binge it. Because there's nothing worse than watching one.
Wait a week.
No, and stop doing that to us. You want the views? Make us sit and watch it right away.
You know what I love? When like the Traitors came out, they dropped three episodes right away.
Okay, listen. I like... Sit down!
D!
I like that because it gives me three. I probably have time for three or two at least.
And also three episodes, if you've never seen a show, is enough episodes, I think, for you to get invested.
Agreed.
Especially when you're starting a show with 20 cast members, which I think Traitors does. You know, it's a lot for your brain to put in it.
It's a lot for your brain to put in it. And you know what? I like that. It's simplified and everybody can get what you just said.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's a lot for your brain to digest.
Good kind of job. That does
Good job, Brian.
Good job. Stop talking to yourself today. Okay. Listen, speaking of simple, I have to do a retract. D. Suddenly you've got. Thank you. I have to retract something that I said last episode. We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
So we record these episodes before they come out. Yeah. You're going to notice we're a touch behind sometimes on some things. You're listening and you're like, what? Hey,
Christmas was last week for us.
Christmas was like, yeah, it was. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. But anyways, so I had not seen the reunion yet, and I was talking all about Clay, AD Clay, AD all day.
Yeah.
And I was saying how Clay was a little bit more, you know, on the simple side of things, where like, yes, he seemed very hardworking, very driven and all of those good things, but he like wasn't really computing, I didn't think, with like the emotional side of things and some things that he would say or not say or didn't know.
Yes.
Retract.
Whoa.
You know why?
Why?
Because on the reunion, I know you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
First of all, he's been in therapy since the show.
Right.
So he's been working truly on himself, which he said he wanted to do, where he said, I need to go and work on myself and I want to stay together, but I'm not ready to be, you know, lawful partner because I just don't think I'm ready, but I want you to see me through.
Yeah.
So he's been in therapy. The way he spoke about himself, he cried because he was so sad at how he thought he treated her and the things that he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not like himself in a lot of ways. And the way he spoke about just like the journey and where he is now and what he wants for himself was so, I was just very impressed.
Good.
I was very impressed. And I think that he is a good man.
Really?
Yeah, he seems to be a very good man. That's the type of man I would want to be with, someone who's working on themselves.
I did see a photo of her at their reunion. She looked fire. Yeah, smoking.
She looked amazing.
10 out of 10.
She basically just said that she wasn't ready for, I think she wasn't there yet. She still felt heartbroken.
Oh.
But he said he was still there for her. So I think they're in contact, but maybe they're not making any official, I don't know, making it official.
Okay.
But I will tell you, Brian, that when you see it, they come for the contestants so hard and so embarrassingly that it is cringe. Some moments are fucking cringe.
Okay, well, we have to talk about that because I remember a couple cycles ago, seasons ago, I think you said we were mad at the host because they kind of just sat there and they didn't interfere, interact, or do anything. But now they're doing quite the opposite.
They're quite the opposite, where I'm like, oh my God. And also, the hosts are taking it way too seriously. Like, they have really doubled down on wanting that money for this show because it's such a big show that they'll literally say anything. And one of them was like, why weren't you taking the show serious? They were like, people want to come on this show to find love, to find the love of their lives and their forever soulmate partner.
Yeah.
And you didn't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, shut up, Nick and Vanessa. This show is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It is stupid. It is a fun, entertaining experiment.
And your producers edit and twist things that these people say. They show things out of order. They persuade them and kind of like make them do things they don't necessarily want to do or say.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get mad at them?
And you don't feed them and you have an abundance of alcohol everywhere.
It's a perfect recipe for disaster.
It's a perfect recipe for disaster.
Well, you had a PLT retractment.
I did.
I have a PLT explanation. D.
Oh, but you just let me explain.
Wow.
A couple eps back, we were talking about It's 5 o'clock Somewhere.
Yeah.
We thought maybe it was from a song. We didn't know. But you know what? I have access to Google. So I did some Googling.
Okay.
Turns out that comedian Red Skelton, I've heard of him, but only because I'm old, in 1959 did an interview with the Oakland Tribune, and he says, I don't drink this early in the day, but what the heck, it must be 5 o'clock somewhere. In regards to people getting off at 5 o'clock, because that's usually the time people get off work, so he said it back in 1959, and that's where it was born.
1959, this man decided that it was 5 o'clock somewhere so he can have a little drink. Imagine saying something like that. And over how many years? Do the math. Where are we at? How many years has it been since 1959, math whiz?
75.
Holy shit. I was going to say 30.
Oh, no, wait. 59, 41, 65.
It's 1991.
That's Christmas 1991.
It's Christmas 1991, you guys. We record these so far in advance, honestly. Sorry.
We need to bank them.
We have to do what we need to do. Our schedules are crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Okay?
Did you see 90210 last night?
Did David and Donna finally have sex?
They did. And they showed it. It was very explicit.
Oh my God. In their apartment. Mm-hmm. They finally did it.
Yeah, she was holding on to like her bedpost.
Are you serious? Yeah,
it was very graphic for 1991.
It was very explicit.
Yeah.
Wow. For 1991, which it is right now. Yeah. That's crazy.
My mom and dad made me go to bed. They're like, you can't watch this.
They did?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know.
Your parents are weird.
You heard it here first.
Okay. Well, listen, imagine saying something, what I was trying to say. Imagine coming up with something and 75 years later, people are still transforming it into something. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. It's in songs. Yeah. People say it. Yeah. It's in everybody's cabin.
Well, how about 2075? People are going to be walking down the street saying, D, sit down.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying imagine. We don't have to imagine, but I'm talking to the listeners.
A little gay girly gargoyle in New York.
That does New York.
They're going to say that too.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's starting to really pick up. It's crazy. I was in Winners the other day in HomeSense.
Yeah.
And they had a sign that said, little girly girl gargoyle does New York. I didn't buy it, but I was like, here we go.
Hopefully you get some money from that.
Oh, I hope so. Okay. I have a question for you.
Go on.
Do you think it's okay to have a picture of yourself as the background of your cell phone photo? As a background on your phone.
Are you coming for me right now?
Oh my God. No, I'm not. Okay, let me explain, but I can't wait to hear this. So I was on a little tiny, you know, the little ferry boats that go between, what are they called? The little boats that go between Granville Island. And so I was taking a little ferry boat for fun.
Yeah.
And anyways, luckily there's only two people on there because you know I don't want to be around anybody. But one person had to come on and sit right beside me. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she's on her phone. She's not getting off. She's hilarious kind of looking. And I look down and I see that the background of her phone, not only her lock screen, but her open screen is a picture of herself.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, that is narcissistic as hell. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I agree. First and foremost, I agree. Okay. And in the past, when I've seen people with, like, I have people at work that will have a photo of themselves, usually actors. Sorry, actors. Like, they love themselves. You shouldn't be your screensaver. But a few months ago, maybe two, three, my friend told me you can have multiple screensavers that change every hour or every, you know, day, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I opted for the every hour. I think I have about 21 different photos that every hour it changes. Mm-hmm. And I have some art. I have I have friends, I have comedians, I have all sorts of different things. I have one photo of me and my friend Rhonda. Mm-hmm. And I do have one photo that's just me that I took last summer.
Wait, you have to choose, you get to choose what rotates?
Yeah, you don't choose the order, I think. You just choose the 21
Which
photos. Oh, yeah, or as many as you want.
So you chose a photo of yourself.
Yeah.
And where are you?
I'm just at, I was at Stanley Park and it was just a photo I took, like a strange selfie. I think I was texting someone and my eyes are closed and I just like the photo. So I have it on there, but I do feel douchey. And someone called me up the other day for it. They were like, is that you on your background? And I said, yeah, but it'll be gone in 45 minutes and then it'll be a piece of art. So like it switches. It's not like I have it all the time.
Yeah. So go away.
But I should probably get rid of it.
Here's the thing. I was going to tell it as a PLT story, but I'm really glad I didn't. Listen, everyone listening right now, I know they're going to come for me and go, Amy, you're such a bitch. Leave him alone. He liked it of himself. Mm-hmm. Girl power.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff. You know, girly gargoyle New York does New York power. Like twink power.
Twink power.
Yeah, they're going to say all that stuff about you. Mm-hmm. And I accept everyone for who they are. And if that empowers him to look at himself, like when he looks at himself in the mirror every day, yeah, I'm okay with it.
The real reason I have myself as my background is because if my phone gets lost or it's at work and someone's like, whose phone is this? And they see me on it, it must be Ryan's.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, that's exactly why I do it.
I don't think that's why you do it, Brian. No, I can see you. I don't think that's why you do it. Anyways, well, thanks for clearing that up for me.
I need to update the photo, so I'll take mine off.
No, don't take it off. Put more of you. You should be being so empowered. Show me. Tell me why you love it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to do that.
No, I need to switch my. I feel like an idiot now.
No, you shouldn't. Now I feel bad.
No. I think you're right.
You're looking down.
But I'm opting to be on your side. I think it's kind of silly to have yourself as your background. What an opportunity for you to showcase other things in your life. You look in the mirror all the time. You love yourself. Okay, it's like liking your own photo on Instagram. We talked about that.
Listen, this is your opportunity to say to me what I really wanted you to say to me was, maybe if you fucking put some more photos of yourself on your phone in the background, you'd love yourself a little bit more.
No, I'd make fun of you probably.
You would? Okay, cool. All right.
We've been playing a lot of trivia lately. I wondered, would you like to play some more trivia?
Yes.
D? So Today we're playing Name That Celebrity TV Mom.
Whoa!
And Mother's Day is a couple months away, but I couldn't wait.
Okay.
And they did just have it in England, I think. So happy Mother's Day to all of our UK listeners, moms.
Happy Mother's Day to you British moms.
Also, why is it different than ours, hey?
I don't know. Well, why isn't ours her theirs? Yeah, exactly. Why aren't we the same?
Yeah, we should all, you know, just do the same. Let's make it easy for everybody.
Sync up, like when I'm on my period.
Yes, and me.
Yes.
We're always synced.
I know.
All right. Famous TV moms.
Okay.
I will say the name of the mom. You tell me the show.
Okay.
Number one. Peggy Bundy.
I know it. Al Bundy's wife is Married with Children.
There you go. Number two, Claire Huxtable.
Claire Huxtable. It's not The Cosby Show.
Yes, it is.
Hey, don't bring that up.
Number three, Becky Donaldson Katsopoulos.
Are you kidding me? Full House.
Number four, Harriet Winslow.
The Winslows.
No.
Step by Step?
No, but you're in the right night of TV, the right network.
Oh my God, TGIF.
Yeah. Did I do that?
Urkel, Steve Urkel. No, yeah. But it's Family Matters.
There you go. She's four for four. Number five. This is an older one, but just think about the last name.
Okay.
June Cleaver.
Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed I watched that show.
That was like, real quick. What?
How could I watch that show, Brian? We're so... Okay, go on.
Well, we talked about this before. It's part of our history and heritage to know our past.
Yeah, we're being respectful.
And on that same era...
Okay, shit.
Carol Brady.
The Brady Bunch.
That one was easy.
Yeah.
Okay, this one might be a little tricky.
Roseanne Barr.
That was what I would have... No, that's too easy. Sophia Petrillo.
I know who that is. I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
What era?
80s.
Oh. Into the 90s. Oh, Sophia Petrillo.
Yeah.
Not Taxi.
No.
There was Three's Company?
No. There's four women on the show, and she was the mother.
Designing Women.
No.
Oh, my God. Give me the first letter.
Golden.
Girls. Damn it, Sophia. Of course I know.
Moira Rose.
Oh, a Schitt's Creek.
There you go. Two more. I'm not going to say the last name because this gives us away.
Okay.
Marge.
Simpsons.
There you go. And Vivian Banks.
Days of Our Lives. Passions.
No.
It's a soap opera?
No.
Vivian Banks. Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
There we go. Hey. She got there.
Yeah. Whoa, that was so fun.
Did you ever see the show Kid Street growing up?
Why do I know that? Yes.
Kid Street was a Canadian game show with kids, and they would sit in these race cars, and every time they'd clap, they'd go like this. If you're on Patreon, we're going to show you a clip or a photo of that. But I remember watching that, and I was around the same age as these kids.
Yeah.
I wanted to be on that game show so bad.
My brother Matt wanted to be on that game show so bad. I think he loved Kid Street, and you guys are on the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay. These things blow my mind because I erase everything.
Yeah.
There's so much trauma in my life.
Well,
I have to black everything out.
I get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I love when they come into my life and I'm like, oh my God, yes.
There used to be another Canadian game show called Jackpot. I loved game shows growing up. And they would say something and they'd be like, Jackpot. And they'd get it, never mind.
You should really be with my brother. Like, you really just should be with Matt. Honestly, you guys have a lot in common.
We do have a lot in common.
Well, I really love that.
Thank you.
I really love your games. I'm sorry you don't get to play them.
It's all good. I love quizzing. You.
I love doing it.
And hopefully our listeners are playing along because that's where I hope a lot of the enjoyment comes as well. I really care about you guys. I woke up in the middle of the night last night at 4 a.m. thinking about a bunch of our listeners.
Yeah.
Juju,
yes.
Loyal Patreon follower.
Mario.
I woke up and I was like, I wonder what Juju is doing. Is she okay?
Yeah.
Mario, like, I haven't seen you in a long time. I think you live in the UK now, but I remember you. Like,
yeah, Jeremy.
How are you doing, everybody?
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Yes.
Honestly, Stephanie.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Mm-hmm. Jasmine.
I love Jasmine.
Jasmine, I haven't seen you in a while. Jasmine, you should call in the PLT story.
Jasmine, call in because we want to hear your voice and everybody is begging us. Where's Jazz? Where's Jazz? Seriously, Jazz, where are you? We're getting worried.
Yeah, Jazz.
Listen, I was thinking about something.
Yeah.
Last episode, we were talking about our Red Robin days.
We sure were.
And we were competing to be the managers of Red Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And you won. No, did you win? Who won?
I think I did, yeah.
Fine, you won.
You talked about flicking ants off the hostess stand.
No.
And I think you lost a lot of people with that.
I was trying to be honest and relatable. I was going a different route.
Yeah, it didn't work out for you.
Don't tell me that.
All right.
Okay, so anyways, but you know what had me laughing?
What's that?
Well, you know, last episode had me laughing when you brought up freckled lemonade.
I do remember that, yeah.
Okay, so there was a drink at Red Robin. I don't know if you can still get it. Maybe you can.
Freckled lemonade?
Freckled lemonade.
I believe you can, yeah.
And I remember going to tables when I worked at Red Robin. Red Robin is a burger. You know what I mean? What is it comparable to?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's like, it's just an upscale burger joint. It's like In-N-Out Burger, but more of a restaurant vibe. More like restaurant. With a server, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would say upscale, but like, yeah. Well, like, it's like, it doesn't have a drive-thru.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have a drive-thru. Yeah, and they have servers. Yeah, yeah, right. Sorry, you're, you get, I hear
what
you're
saying. Sat by a hostess and you, yeah.
It's like a level above. Mm-hmm. And I was dying at, I remember going to tables and people being like, do you recommend the freckled lemonade?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And me, dead seriously, being like, it is so good. Wow. You cannot pass this up. Trust me, you're going to want to order another one, okay? And guess what? They might be bottomless. I'll talk to your server. Okay?
You have been a salesman your whole life.
My whole life. How's the California chicken burger? Oh, really? It's the most amazing thing you've ever tasted. What's your name? Diane? Diane? You will lose out if you don't order this right now. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. It is the best burger that we serve here. Like, the things that I would say that it was the most gourmet thing they will ever... The fries? Well, have you ever had thick cut fries, Diane?
Well, I can't say I have. Well, what's your name? Amy? It's Amy. Name tag. Yeah, I love your black and blonde hair.
Thank you. I'm just a hostess, but I do like to come around the tables, make sure you're okay.
There's a huge line at the door. Should you worry about that?
No. No? The ants are taking care of that. But anyways, it had me laughing that we were like so serious about, oh, good choice. That's a great choice. Yeah, yeah. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm. Guess what I did?
What?
I got into a random stranger lesbian's RAV4.
Why?
Because I'm shopping around for cars. Mm-hmm. Okay. This was a couple weeks ago and I was going to my friend's floor hockey game. Shut up. Okay. I used to play the floor hockey thing and the lesbians were too aggressive. I had to leave.
I do love floor hockey though too.
Do you?
Yeah. I used to love playing it and road hockey. Anything that I don't have to skate, no problem.
Okay. Listen, I had to run. That's a problem. Oh. It wasn't the hockey. I mean, the hockey I wasn't very good at. I never played it growing up, but I'm all right. I scored maybe 2 goals my whole season.
Of course you did. You're a talented dyke.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. No. I never played before. I think it's pretty good, but I couldn't run. Oh. I could not keep up. Yeah. I was like, come out. And they'd be like, no, I'm resting. And I'm like, I can't, you gotta come out. And they'd be like, stay out there. Like, what?
I'm resting.
I'm resting because they just got off. But I'm like, I need to come off after a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be out here. And then sometimes people wouldn't show up. Like, they wouldn't show up for the game. So you'd have no breaks for 2 hours.
Well, I don't like that.
No. So then I started getting anxiety that they were not going to show up and they were going to make me run for 2 hours.
I sweat like that girl in basketball.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about her. She's coming for me, I think.
She really is, yeah.
I'm afraid. But it was like reminding me of the beep test in gym. Remember we had to keep up with the beep, 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 yeah. And then we'd get faster and you'd have to keep up and you'd be, and then everyone would fall off, but you're so competitive and athletic that you can't let people know that you actually don't have like any sort of like capacity for cardio.
100%. Wow.
Anyways, it caused me a lot of anxiety.
I see that.
So I went to my friend's floor hockey game to go and take care of the little baby, mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. Because he needed some help and I love him and it was close, whatever. So when I got there, I noticed that there was a lesbian sitting in a RAV4 and I was looking at RAV4s, but like only online. So I didn't know anything about the interior, nothing. So anyways, we're mid conversation, me and my friends, they're unpacking the stroller or whatever, so I can take care of him. And I sort of am looking over at this dyke. I know she's a dyke. I just kind of know she is through the floor hockey scene. And you could tell. Anyways, so I look over at her, and then mid-sentence when I'm talking to my friends, I go, I like just completely cut them off, and I go over to that girl and I go, excuse me? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, do you like your RAV4? And she was like, I love it. She was like, I love it. I was like, really? And then I just like walked away from my friends and their kid. And I was like, really? I'm like, I'm looking at them. I just don't know. She's like, I love it. This is my second RAV4. And yeah, you know, it gets me from A to B. The gas is good. And, you know, it's not luxury, but she's like, I love it. And then I was like, okay, cool. I'm like, thanks. I'm like, I just don't know much about them. And then all of a sudden she goes, you want to sit inside? And I went, yeah.
Really?
I do. So we both got into her RAV4.
Okay.
And I didn't know her. She was a stranger. My friends are still looking at me wondering what the hell. I've just got into this stranger's car. I have got into her car and closed the door.
What is happening?
I'm sitting in there with this lesbian. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is the interior. She's like, yep, yeah. So she's showing me all the dials, telling me all the things. It was amazing. And then finally I got out and I was like, thank you so much. This was so helpful. And then I walked over to my friends. They were like, hello.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry, I needed that lesbian to school me on this RAV4. And anyways, and then we went in and played. But I thought, I love that experience. She didn't know me. She was super kind, yeah. And she let me come into her car.
That is very nice.
What if I was going to knife her?
Well, did anything happen in the car?
That's none of your business.
It's none, but you're willing to spill?
Well, I don't know if I should say this, but let's just say I got to know someone a little bit better.
Jamie!
And by a little bit better, I mean I got to know that she likes a good, you know, strong car, but this one only has a little bit of pick-me-up. She likes a lot of torque. I got to know her personnel. I got to know her likes.
All right.
I didn't cross any lines.
Okay, I know you would never do that.
I'm not.
You love your fiance.
People keep telling Jenny things I say. Don't tell her. I said I backed into a pole, and then the next thing I know, the week after, she texts me, Amy, you backed into a pole? I said, who the fuck told you that? I said, what do you mean? You listened to the podcast? She goes, no. I said, well, who told you then? Yeah. And she said, told me who told her.
Oh.
And guess what? Person who told her?
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
And I will be coming for you.
And I'll be her backup just in case anything happens.
That's right. If something happens where like you sick dogs on me or something, and that is, like, that's Shan. My fear. Like Shan did.
Shan I can't. Twain.
Yeah, I don't like dogs. So I, you know, I do like dogs.
Oh, I have to talk about something.
What?
Okay, so you and I have a connection to a business where we're influencers. We make content for them in exchange for free services.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this establishment last week. And as I was waiting for my session, my time, there was another influencer who I'd never met, but knew of me maybe from our online content, and asked me, didn't really ask me, kind of just told me that I was going to be in her video for hers, which I just, you know, me, okay, sure. I'm just sitting there, and she basically is just like, yeah, you say yours and I'll say this. And I was like,
you didn't know her?
No.
Never
met her.
Okay.
So then after our sessions, I'm now in the lobby again, and she's like, okay, I'm going to want you to say this, and then I'm going to say this. Film me. And she's making me film her.
She just came up to you and said this. Were you introduced as like another person?
No, she just did it all on her own. So she tells me to do all this, and you know, I'm a nice guy. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then we do like three different options of this like final take. And then a few days later, she sends me options of the video. And she goes, hey, which one do you like the best? And I go, I like the second one. And then she gets back to me pretty quick and goes, well, actually, my team likes the third one.
No.
So we're going to pick that.
No. Like,
a couple things on that right away. Why would you even offer me the options if you're already going to go with the third one, which I don't like? I didn't really like any of them because I wasn't prepared for this. I'm not a really like, you know, usually fast kind of guy. If you would have told me a couple days ahead and I got to think about it, and if I would have agreed to do it, I would have thought of something that I was happy and, you know, confident with that was funny. But I didn't love any of them, but I thought of all of them, third one was the best. And she goes, okay, but here's what I'm trying to get to the point. Her team. You know who her team is?
Who?
Herself.
How do you know?
Because I'm coming for her right now. She has 30K plus followers. Guess how many people like her photos?
How many?
30 to 80. Not even 100.
Those aren't real.
Yeah, honey, you bought those. I know that. And she has other Instagram set up. One of them is like her fan group, and another one is something else. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm calling bullshit in all of it. But what I really hated was my team. Don't lie to me, your team. I want to start using that.
In my team.
Yeah,
my
team.
She's smart. They tell you to. Business people say, start acting big for your britches, and people will start believing it.
Score's like, can you actually come in an hour early for your shift on Friday? Oh, I talked to my team, and they really need me to edit something. Yeah. So unfortunately, because my team said that, I can't come in till 11:30 as I was originally scheduled.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Okay, I have so many things to say about this. I do not like that she just sort of made you be in her video. Mm-hmm. And yeah, someone could say like, you could have said no, but it's awkward when you're like, you don't want to be an asshole. Yes. And like, what's happening? Sure. Mm-hmm. I guess I could help. Who are you? And mm-hmm. it's you. I would have probably been like, oh, sorry, I don't know, but you're so nice mm-hmm. that you were just going along with it, obviously.
Also, the lighting on me was terrible too. I was backlit and I like hate how I look, which is another reason why I didn't really want to have anything to do with it. I wasn't camera ready.
You're not in control of it.
Yeah.
Well, so that's very weird. Mm-hmm. Made you be a part of her content. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also asked you what you liked best and then said no.
Yeah.
And went ahead and posted it.
Well, her team, yeah. And then she posted yesterday. And I get two notifications. I get one that I've been invited to collab, which she never asked. She just sent me an invite to collab. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
This was never prepared. And then also she had like tagged me in the story that obviously I can reshare. I did not do that either. I did like the post. I did comment on the post, but that's all I did. What an unfair situation for me to be in.
And I did comment on it. You're such a nice person. Well,
I'm going to do that for her, but like she probably hates me right now.
Why are you going to collab
and he didn't even restory it?
Why do you feel like you're going to do that for her?
I didn't.
No, but why do you feel like you need to like it and comment?
Because I'm a people pleaser.
Honestly, this person, that was not okay that she did that.
Yeah.
And it was not okay that she, that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. You have to show me who this person
is. Yes, I will, gladly.
I need to. Mm-hmm. And also watch out. I'll be watching out. God, and next time I see you, I'll be like, hi, and also, no, and also, take that down.
Yes.
I don't like that, Brian.
My team. Your team can F off.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time for PLT stories. Was that yours?
Yeah. D. Thanks, D.
Okay, I'll go first. So this one is not about me. This is a PLT story from a friend of a friend who will remain nameless, except for we will give her a name, and her name is Randine. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Randine was 9 years old. Okay,
just a little baby,
just a little beebs, and she was at a pool party. I think it was somebody's birthday, and she was wearing a yellow bathing suit. Now, look, she's vibing at this pool party. She's 9. She's killing it. Mm-hmm. She's doing cool things in the pool. You know, she's been around a pool. She's doing things that are crazy in the pool, mm-hmm. showing off. Ooh. Well, one girl kind of decides maybe, whoa, you're going to show off. Why don't you do a flip? And Randine says, oh, you want me to do a flip? No problem.
Oh.
So Randine walks up to the diving board. She jumps up and down and she flips so hard and fast that she shats herself because of the force of the flip, because she had to prove she could flip. Not only could she flip, but she was going to flip.
Yeah.
And she shat herself in her yellow bathing suit. And the story's not over.
Because she was just like,
like she so went, like flipped herself so hard and like hurled her body so hard mm-hmm. that shat came out.
Wow.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Maybe she was sick or something. Well, I think
there's a combination of things in the situation.
Right. So yeah. She does a flip. She shats herself. And as she's floating to the bottom of the pool, mm-hmm. she's realized, I just shat myself. I'm 9. Mm-hmm. I'm showing off. When I come back up, my yellow bathing suit is probably going to show some shat. Yeah. Show some shat.
Yeah.
Show some shat.
Say that 5 times.
Show some shat. I can't. So she's at the bottom of this pool now, having just done what she's done. Mm-hmm. And as she's floating to the top, she's panicking because she's 9. At a birthday, this will change your life.
Yeah.
This will change the course of your life. You will be known as Pool Shat Girl. Mm-hmm. You'll be known as Flip So Hard I Shat Myself. You know? Oh, I know that girl.
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
She shat when she flipped.
Yeah, she's a shat flipper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, be careful. Don't exert yourself too much, Randine. You might shat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So as she's floating to the top, she's got to think of something. She's got to think quick. I can't get out of this. How's she going to get out of the pool? Oh, you guys go ahead. And it's like, no, Randine, you have to go home now.
She's 9, right?
She's 9.
So yeah, you're old enough that like, you're not like 4 or 5, or you're just like, mom,
yeah,
you're
9
years old. You're, you know, you're a little, you're a child, you're a kid, but you have enough sense to know that this is very embarrassing.
It's social suicide.
That's exactly what it is.
You're taking this into the next part of your life. Mm-hmm. Okay. High school is going to know about you. Mm-hmm. When you walk in the doors, people are going to go, look who it is.
Yeah.
It's pool shat girl.
Flipper, yeah.
Shat flipper girl. Shat flipper.
Yeah.
So she's like, I got to do something because she can't be the last one in the pool. It's like, my mom said you guys have to go home. No, I won't go home. I'm going to keep swimming, right? She can't.
Yeah.
So she decides that she's going to tell everybody that she just got her period. So she says, she tells a friend, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I can tell I just got my period. And her friend's like, oh my God, like, wow. Like, you know, you're the first one to get it or whatever. Like, that's not really embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as embarrassing as shitting your pants.
It's not, yeah.
She can have crap on the back of her yellow bathing suit. Mm-hmm. So her friend goes and gets her a towel so she can wrap it around her waist as she gets out. And she tells everybody, oh my God, I got my period. I have to go home. Like, I'm sorry. But then the kicker of the story is she didn't actually get her period till she was 14. So she had to keep up that she had her period every month until she was 14.
That is hilarious.
She had to tell everybody that she's, oh yeah, I got my period. So every month she had to be like, oh, my period again. Like she had to just like say it once a month to for those many years.
Wow. That is some Days of Our Lives shit.
For 5 years, she had to keep up. She had her period.
Also, how did she get like out of the pool? I guess she took the towel and put it around her waist while she was still in the pool.
Her friend probably like covered her as she was like walking out from behind or something.
Her friend probably saw the shot then.
Oh, I didn't think about it. No one. However it happened, however she got out,
away with it.
Her friend covered her or something. Nobody saw the shot. So and somehow.
She went home immediately?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, then she had to like wash that shit at her. Because one time, when last time I shit myself was, you know, the day my nephew was born, and I had to go and I had to like get from my apartment to my laundry room, two levels down, with this shitty jeans.
Yeah,
that was. But I got away with it.
You did get away with it,
and
now nobody will ever know.
Yeah, but it was that moment. So the whole thing is, she got out of the pool, but the story really didn't end there.
No, it didn't.
Well, that's very embarrassing for her. And
she's the PT.
My favorite part is that she, for 5 years, she had to fake her period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when she finally got it was like, she couldn't tell everybody, like, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She probably told her mom she got her period. She's probably getting her mom to buy her like pads and all the things because she couldn't say, mom, I shat myself.
She had 5 years of tampons stocked up under her bed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Her mom goes out shopping. I'll get you some tampons, honey. No, I'm good. Really? Because, okay, you've been good for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom. I don't know. I've been doubling up on them. You know,
I've been putting two tampons in at once. Okay, honey.
Well, yeah, she's a PLT.
Yeah, you're up.
All right. So this story goes back, I think, to 2012. It goes back a year before that. In 2011, I went with a group of people down to Las Vegas.
Whoa, I've heard of it.
Heard of it. Yeah, 4 days, I think. It was fun. We just did all the things you do in Vegas. Whatever. But before we went, I looked on my calendar. I wanted to see what was happening in Vegas while we were there. Turns out the Billboard Music Awards were happening. I was like, oh my God. And I look online, you can get tickets just like any other show. So I message my team. I'm like, oh my team.
You're back in the team. Maybe she does have a team. Okay. Sounds like you do.
I message my group and I'm like, hey, if anybody wants to go, the Billboard Awards are happening while we're there. Only one friend wanted to do it. Everyone was like, no, I just want to stay by the pool. I don't really want to go to that. I was like, okay. I go, one of the best nights of my life.
Cool.
Britney Spears performed with Rihanna. Beyonce performed and she was not on the bill. She surprised the audience and came out and did this wonderful performance. I don't know if you remember. It was a big white screen behind her and there was visuals and she played off the visuals. It was amazing.
Wow.
I fangirled and I always tell people, I don't usually get that queeny or like, you know, quote unquote gay. I don't want to say that. That's rude. But I queened out harder I got real excited. Yeah. I queened out harder than I've ever queened in my life.
Wow.
I just remember holding on to the pole in front of my seat because we were in an arena. Yeah. And I was like, when Beyonce was performing and I was a couple drinks in, I was like, I was dying. I loved it. So then it turns out the next year, I say to my friend who I went with, I'm like, we should go to Vegas again. Let's go to the Billboard Awards. That was one of the best nights of my life. He agrees. We go. And we're basically in Vegas for this award show. And, you know, we have some day drinks. It's 40 degrees out as it is, whatever. I think it's like May. And we finally get to the show. And I'm always a big fan of like meeting the people who are sitting by me and following them on Instagram and doing all that stuff. I did it the year prior. So I'm like, I'm wanting to replicate this amazing experience. But let me tell you, the second time it didn't work out as well.
Okay.
We're at the show. And I can't remember who's performing this time, Kelly Clarkson, Maroon 5, whoever. And I want to say like 15 minutes into the show, my friend looks at me and he goes, I have to go. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? What do you mean? He's like, I don't feel good. I'm like, we came all the way to Vegas just for this and you're leaving? He's like, I don't know what to say. I think I'm going to puke. So he leaves. And I'm like, bye.
I'm not going to help you.
No, I need to see Beyonce again. And Kelly Clarkson is filling my soul right now. And all the people around me that I've made friends with, I'm like, yeah, he left. Like, we came here for this. He's sick, but I don't know what his deal is, but I'm not going anywhere.
Talking shit.
Oh, talking shit about my friends. See you. I'm kind of mad too, because he's left me alone at this fucking concert. You know, I'm like 33 or whatever. I'm fine, but still, I'm like, ugh. And so then, I want to say 10 minutes later, I start to feel real bad. I start to feel nauseous, dizzy, everything. And I'm like, oh God. And I left as well.
Oh my, what happened?
I don't know. I'm assuming the only thing I can really think of is that we were in the sun that day and we were day drinking.
Yeah.
So I think something just kind of like some sort of chemical imbalance happened. But the fact that we both got it is a little interesting because mm-hmm. all of our bodies are going to respond differently. Did someone drug us? I don't think so. I don't know where that would have happened and why yeah. we both would have got that. But I just remember, I actually don't know how I got back to my hotel room.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of scary.
You were... It wasn't sick. It was like, it wasn't like vomiting sick, really. It was you blacked out.
Ish. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And your friend too?
I guess so. Yeah, we both. And this is like the Billboard Awards. I think they started at like 4 p.m. So this is now probably like 4:20 p.m.
Somebody drugged you guys.
Yeah, maybe.
There's no way that the sun made you both black out.
And then back to my, I'm assuming I was back to my hotel by 5 at the latest, and I slept. I just remember waking up at like 5 in the morning after 12 hours of sleep, and we were leaving that next day and being so mad, number one, because yeah. I was like, no, what happened? But also being so grateful that I woke up in my hotel bed, like, someone must have seen me struggling outside and been like, what hotel are you at? And I was like, Bellagio.
Oh my God.
And like, I don't know if they carried me or what happened. That's why I don't drink anymore. But
when was this though?
This was like 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah, got back to my hotel room. Thank God. I think about that sometimes, like how grateful I am that I got back, because who knows what could have happened to me. And we both were just like, what the hell happened?
Wow.
And we went home as little PLTs. But you know what? That's interesting to telling it to you, because I've been told that story a lot. And like, again, I just, as this like, I don't know, privileged white man, I'm like, no one's gonna drug us, but maybe we were. I just don't know where that would have happened. But I guess if we're drinking during the day, any bartender could have done it. Anyone could have. We were like sitting there, you know, in our chairs, you know, lounging by the pool.
Yeah,
someone could have easily slipped something into our cocktail.
Well, yeah. I don't know how it happens. I've never drugged anybody, but these fucking weird, what is that is awful. Mm-hmm. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Obviously I don't get it. I do get telling D, you're going to get the heck out of here. That's right.
The heck
out of here. Okay? You will if you don't start smartening up.
You don't want Amy to talk like this, okay? She's real mad right now. If you're on Patreon, you can see that she's beet red.
I am beet red right now. Listen, I'm sorry that happened to you, because that actually is quite scary. It mm-hmm. went from sort of like queen, okay, she's living her life, yes. to here we go again, to yep. you are a serious queen being so mm. mad your friend left because they were sick.
Yes.
That's also queen.
Shit talking him.
Yeah, just shit talking him. And then to somebody slipped drugs in our drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary, Brian.
And let's just say I did not go to the Billboard Awards the next year.
Well, let's just say I understand that. Mm-hmm. And let's just say I'm glad that we've started to become privy to people drugging us. So now we put coasters on our glasses. Yes. We don't leave our glasses. Mm-hmm. Don't be so naive.
Yeah, even as a bartender, if someone goes out for a smoke or something like that, I will take it upon myself to put a coaster on their drink if they haven't done it themselves.
Hello. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, you gotta.
Guess what?
What?
I love that.
Well, I guess I'm a PLT. And if anyone drug me, you're the PLT.
No, you know who the PLT is?
Who?
The drugger.
Yeah.
That's who the fucking PLT
and
is.
Kelly Clarkson.
And Kelly Clarkson's PLT.
Like no! every episode. Like every episode, we end with a question. This week's question. If you were on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And you got eliminated.
What would I say?
You got sashayed away. And when they walk up, clip, clop, and then yeah. they turn around before they exit, they yeah. have to say something. What would you say?
I'd say, I may be ugly. Fuck, Brian, this is too hard. I'd say this. I may be ugly, but you rock. And then I'd queen in a circle, like I'd do a spin in a circle, and then I'd rip off.
If you're on Patreon right now as well, you can see right behind me, there's a You Rock pillow.
Fine, that's where I got it from.
From my friend Keisha Elizabeth Haynes.
I just turned to my right and I saw the You Rock pillow, and then I thought, that's what I will say.
No, but it's very on brand for us.
Well, what are you going to say?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know. I would clip-clop to the back, and my initial thing is that I'd be a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
I turn around and I go, well, this season just went to shit.
Yeah.
And then I would just walk away.
Really? Well, it's true. How do you muster up the courage? First of all, how do you remember your tagline that you have obviously set before you start the show?
Mm-hmm.
Remember it? And I would be so, I'd be like, there's no, I'd be like, I'd go like, you know what I might go? I'd go like this. And then I'd walk off.
Oh, that's like, good,
I was,
actually.
I was going to say something, like a big thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'd walk off. Or, wait, do you hear this? and then walk off. But how do you remember? And also, how do you muster up the courage? You've just been eliminated and now you have to like suck it up and like say this funny thing, but you really want to die inside.
Yeah.
And then they go back and write in the lipstick and start crying.
Well, that's my next question. The bonus question. What would you write on the mirror with your lipstick?
God. I'd be like, what would I write in the mirror with the lipstick?
Yeah.
I'd say, I know that I said you rock, but what I really wanted to say was, why? Why did you do this to me? Mm-hmm. I have been training for this my whole life.
Yeah.
And yeah, sure, maybe I'm not a pretty queen. Maybe I'm not a dancing queen. Maybe I'm not a comedy queen.
So?
But I came here with everything and I thought I was going to win this. And I thought I could just do it because I like it.
You write all that with lipstick?
Yes. And then I say, P.S. Fine, you rock.
Yeah.
I would just say it again.
I love it.
Because leaving it with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing too. I think I'd be like, hey, Kendall. Hey, girls. What an experience.
Yes.
I might be gone, but just because my star isn't, you know, shining anymore doesn't mean that your stars are not. Please go on without me the best you can. One of you will win. Whoa, and I look forward to seeing you at the finale. XOXO.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Yes. And you know what else I would say?
What's that?
I would say XOXO, and then I'd say, please invite me to DragCon. Please bring me to DragCon. Please. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.